House Republicans have said repeatedly there will be no expansion of Medicaid this year. Speaker of the House Bill Howell says he's certain there is waste, fraud, and abuse in Medicaid, and it needs to be identified and eliminated before any possible expansion.
We can't expand a program that is already growing at unsustainable rates. Medicaid's grown by over 1,600% over the last 30 years.
House Majority Leader Kirk Cox of Colonial Heights says every major entitlement program over the past 50 years has cost more than originally projected.
When Medicare was created in 65, it was originally projected to cost $12 billion in 1990. It actually cost $90 billion. When Medicaid was created, the first year cost projection was $238 million. The actual cost was $1 billion.
House Appropriations Committee Chairman Chris Jones of Suffolk says he wants to do what is right and not what is expedient.
Medicaid is growing by 8% a year. We have to take a very conservative approach to how we govern because we have to take it in to spend it. We cannot borrow. Once we expand, if that occurs, then we cannot really turn back. I don't think anyone thinks you are going to reverse what you've done once you expand coverage for individuals who are currently not covered.
Delegate Steve Landis of Augusta, Vice Chairman of the Medicaid Innovation and Reform Commission, or MIRC, says most of the reforms the commission has been working on won't be in place until later this year.
These reforms are important, but they're just beginning. We've not seen the outcomes of all these. You need to see, and we need to demonstrate that they're making progress and they're showing that they're having benefit. But even with these reforms, the program it's going to require right now for our current Medicaid program, $674 million additional this biennium. That's 40% of the new resources that we have available.
Landis notes that while many internal audits of the Medicaid system have taken place over the years, this would be the first time the state has contracted an outside provider to examine the program.
We were told a number of years ago that VDOT had been audited to death, and that would never show any savings through the state. And obviously, with the McDonnell administration, when VDOT was audited in 2010, we found over $1.5 billion of unspent funds.
Republican Delegate Jimmy Massey of Henrico.
At $9 billion a year, half of it state money, half of it federal money, it's the biggest program in the state. If we were all in business together and we were covering a million people a year and our partner came to us and said, hey, let's expand our business by 40%. Let's go from a million to 1.4 million. And don't worry about it. I'm going to pay 100% of the cost for the first 3 years, pretty much 90% after there, so you don't have to worry about it. We'd all say, that sounds like a pretty good deal. But then Jimmy Massey would do what he's highly trained to do, and that would be, I'd say, okay, I want to do a credit analysis of that guarantee. And in any context other than the federal government showed me that balance sheet and that income statement, I'd throw you out the window.
Governor McAuliffe says those without coverage have waited long enough and has asked the House and Senate Money Committees to return the authority to expand Medicaid back to the governor so that he may act should the MIRC fail to do so by the end of this session. Brian Coy, spokesman for Governor McAuliffe.
We should always be trying to make every government program more efficient, more cost-effective, and more responsive to the people who use it, and Medicaid is certainly no different. But what he will not accept and thinks is inappropriate is to use that audit as an excuse not to offer quality and affordable access to health care to 400,000 Virginians who are just waiting for the General Assembly to ask. To defer that decision 2 years to wait for an audit is the wrong idea. We have reason to believe that we could create as many as 30,000 jobs if we bring these billions of dollars that Virginians are sending to Washington back to Virginia and spend it here in our economy.
Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.